Everybody, well, today's our Wednesday BBS program, and the day today is July 27th, 2016. So let's clear the date for everybody. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's release from you situations that may have happened that come upon you here. Could be anything emotional or physical or pain. So let's release that. Think of it right now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's released. And we'll energize the light beams. So here we go. Light beams coming up. Bringing peace to your room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll bring our co-host on. Oh, are you out there, Michelle? With your radio uniform on? Earphones, microphone?
Yes, Ron, I'm here, and I have the most fantastic outfit on. It's all silver, and I have a disco headband from the 70s on, which is also silver, and it's great. It's comfortable and easy to wear, and I can just sit here and do the radio show in it. So it looks like we finished all of our conference calls this month, so we're going to have probably an email. So anybody on the email list for www.creationlightship.com will get an email about when the next one is, but we do have a couple other things coming up soon. I believe on Saturday, August 11th, nope, that's August 6th, at 11 a.m. Pacific time, Ron is going to do a special call for all of the people that give a $30 PayPal donation on his website, and that's going to be to remove vortexes from internal body parts. And I'm really interested to hear, Ron, what you have to say about what that is.
Well, let me just, I'll do one of them on your left wrist. This is connected to your left wrist. And we're going to release that now. Here we go. Your wrist is internal body part, so it may not be an organ, but you do have bones there. So we'll see if your wrist feels different. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, move your wrist around, everybody. And we'll just see if you have feels a little different to you. Oh, we'll get some comments maybe coming in during the program here.
Oh. Okay. Back.
No?
Great. So, you know, that's interesting that you chose the wrist round because I know that if you are to become a massage therapist or a body worker, they do tell you that if you press your wrist on each side, that there is basically a hole that your nerves go through. And if you press the wrist, you can kind of open up that hole a little bit. It actually relaxes it, especially for people that do have nerve issues because they're using their hands a lot. And so it's not a place you would think there would be some kind of a space, but there is. So that's kind of interesting. And, Ron, for people who maybe they're like, oh, I felt that, which is cool. But what if they don't feel it? Is that a big deal?
No, there's things that, you know, people don't feel. Some people are kind of immune to feeling anything with their body. Maybe the sensory body is overwhelmed, and so is maybe the feeling body. But it's okay if you don't sense or feel anything. Know more by the actions of, like, your wrist, how it's working. So I might want to pick something up, see how it feels, and compare the left and the right side. You may not feel anything happening during the process, but you may feel the results afterwards. So back to you.
Yeah, great. I kind of vaguely remember you saying, you know, even if you don't feel something, it is still working. And I do find that to be true. And then how you would notice the difference is that maybe there is an easier body movement and you notice it like a while after, or you just generally have more relaxation, or you something doesn't bother you so much anymore. So I know the healings affect people in all different ways, so you may necessarily not feel it, but it's not a big deal. It still is active and working. And
yeah, let's do another. I'll do another one here. So everybody probably has had a situation where they have or had pain. So you need to just, you know, kind of look at your life, see where there's some pain in your body, or maybe you have it right now, and we'll release that vortex energy that's somehow connected to you. It's kind of hard to describe it, what it actually is. You know, are you being sucked out into some timeline on a vortex? I don't know. Possibly. Maybe the energy is coming in to from the vortex to cause problems to you. Maybe it's doing something to you. Maybe it's taking stuff away. So it's interacting with you some way. So let's work on that particular awi that you may have. And let's release the energy. Here we go. So focus on it. Maybe see how it feels. Press it, squeeze it, or whatever. And here we go. One, releasing that vortex from you. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And I'll do it one more time. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So if you have a condition, maybe a side ache, or maybe you're dealing with a vertebrae problem or a backache, get up and walk around now. And you may see if you feel or sense any snap, crackle, pops. Maybe you twist, move up and down, you know, whatever you need to do. Bend over, stretch, and just see, touch the ground. See how your body is responding to having this released from you. And then, you know, send us some type of information. It'd be great. So I guess I'll turn it back over to you. Michelle, anything new in the news happening from the distant past here that may connect to this particular day or week you know about?
Well, there are some things mentioned. Let's see if it's this day. I believe it was this day in history, 1965 U.S. jets attack North Vietnamese air defense site. 46 U.S. F-105 fighter bombers attacked the missile installation that had fired at the U.S., at the U.S. planes, and that happened on July 24th, so that was a few days ago. Yeah, so that was 1965, so it looks like some things did happen. Oh, and then now on July 27th, which is today, but in history, it says an armistice ends the Korean War after 3 years. So, very interesting. Okay, so the People's Republic of China, North Korea, South Korea were all involved with that to bring the Korean War to an end. Is there any healings that you want to do around that, Ron?
We'll just bring some peace into the energy here. Remember, your ancestors could have been involved with that, maybe parents even. So, you know, we're looking at ways back, you know, that's a long time ago, you know, when 1950 was. I don't know. I would imagine, some of our people listening were probably born before 1950, but probably most could be after that, so may not relate to you. So it could be your parents could have energies there. Your soul family could have energies, definitely. So here we go. Let's release that energy from you. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Korea has three vowels in it. Very interesting. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. There we go. I wonder how they spell the word in their language. So the English language would have three vowels. I wonder what they have in theirs. So anyway, back to you.
Yeah, that's interesting. I guess you wouldn't know unless you talked to somebody from there or you went there and you could read their language. But I know that, like, the Netherlands, we spell it with a T-H, Netherlands. And if you go to the Netherlands, they actually spell it with a D, Netherlands. So, yeah, you never know how a country spells it differently unless you go there and find out. If anybody knows, yes, please write into clsquestions@yahoo.com. We'd love to know an answer. So just to switch gears a little bit, Ron, somebody has a question about the free alien and human hybrid tracking clearing, and their question is that there are 8 steps on this particular clearing, and they wonder, should each be done separately for 180 minutes, or can we do 2 or 3 steps at a time?
It depends how your body is, you know. I don't think I would probably do 3. I'd probably do 2 to play it safe. Remember, you're disconnecting energies from you, bringing things back to you. So you don't know how your body's going to respond. So mentally, you might say, yeah, I can do everything. But your body is not your mental body. Your body is a physical body. So they'll know nothing about mental. Just that mental gets it into trouble. In fact, it'd be interesting if a body could really talk, you know, and tell you all that you've done to it by forcing it to do something that it really didn't want to do, but the mind said, I want to do that. And your body had to do it because the mind is so powerful that it pushed the body into doing something that it maybe did not ever want to do. So, and, you know, it might be like bungee jumping for the first time, you know. Your body could be kind of terrorized because it may have had energies in it from past lives doing something similar, and the rope broke. So right away your body is completely terrorized, but your mind goes, oh, man, I'm going to enjoy this rush of energy. I like that emotional energy. And your body is, your legs are probably knocking together, you know, because it's afraid that it may not make it. Especially if maybe the clones were in charge of the bungee cords. So, you may not know that, but your body would. And they go, uh-oh, they're doing a bad job, your body's saying. Your mind goes, oh, they look like wonderful people. So, anyway, back to you.
Yeah, I think if I tried to bungee jump, I know whenever I've even looked at it, my body has, like, said, no. The concept of jumping out of a perfectly good airplane is just not even an option for me. So, okay. And the second part of that particular question, Ron, is that the timer is set for 180 minutes per step. But if you do 2 at a time, is it still 180 minutes? Or should we change the timer or something like that?
Yeah, you could change it for less if you want. I don't think I would do it less than 30 minutes.
Okay.
Oh, you could change it.
Okay.
Want to do some of the steps longer than 180 minutes, but you know, you could try it for maybe 30 minutes and see what happens. Remember, just see how your body's responding to the clearing, because you're going to know. If you don't know, then just do it for 30 minutes and see if any of those words, of those different steps jump out to you, so you need to do more of them. Back to you.
Okay, great. Thank you. That helps with that one. So then somebody else is asking, they say, since aliens are controlled and programmed just like us by other aliens and are acting against their own will, or maybe they don't have a will, would it help them escape better if we had a programmed alien clearing? I don't know if that's different than the one that we have, where it's your voice counting them out or not.
I just do that clearing. That would be fine.
The counting out?
Yep, just do that one, yeah. The one that's the one with music that a gentleman made in New York. And then we have one where I'm counting, so that's Help Enslaved Aliens, I believe. So just do that. And, you know, that's enough to get them on their way. And if you do that, take note of how everything around you is relating to you. I like when people talk about going to shopping malls and they put it on their cell phone. And it's, you know, maybe in their pocket or something, and they watch the people change in the store as they probably had aliens in those bodies and they now got a chance to leave. Or the energy of the whole shopping center changes and it becomes like, you know, freer and more space around you. So, interesting if we have anybody, you know, comment about that. And what their biggest reaction was as you're watching things. It'd be nice just to sit down, you know, with your cell phone or even if you had a little digital tape recorder and you had it recorded and you keep playing it over and over again, like in a food court or something. And just, you know, focus on a few people and see if they physically change before your eyes. Never know. So, back to you.
Yes, that's interesting. I have not ever yet focused on a particular person, but I have noticed it goes from feeling like there is a general vibration, noise, or buzz, but it's more like a feeling, to after 5 minutes of running it and listening to it, then all of a sudden I can say the sound doesn't change, but it, like, does. It's kind of hard to explain, but... And everyone physically seems to appear to relax. I run it sometimes in a setting where there's a lot of people and they're all chatting. And, it goes from seeming like really loud to all of a sudden kind of like peaceful conversation that's very pleasant. So it is interesting. It's an interesting change.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
So, yeah. Now, if somebody does not have what we were just speaking of, you're welcome to write us at clsquestions@yahoo.com. So that's clsquestions@yahoo.com and say, please send me the recording of Ron counting the aliens out, and we will send you back that recording. And that's a five-minute loop of him just counting, but what is going on when he does that is that aliens will leave. So my question about that, Ron, is do we have to be hearing your voice for them to leave? Or let's say it's on my speaker on my phone, and it's so quiet that when it's in my pocket, I can't hear it, but can aliens hear it?
Oh, yeah, the aliens, they will be able to hear it, yes. So if you have it really low, it'll still work.
Okay.
Because it's the vibration going off of your speaker, along with my words, that's connecting with them. And there's a lot being said, even though you're not hearing my voice stating that. So another way of stating it is that in between the spaces, there's a lot of energy from the light ship coming through that, you know, you're probably not aware of, and maybe even not myself being aware of it, but it's also helping out to bring the energy down. So when we speak, we go from word to word to word, but in the middle of no word there, there's also communication being brought forth. And so maybe the alien, since they're in a different time slot, and maybe 1 second to us could be 2 hours to them, very possibly, they're asking questions about, you know, hey, you know, if we leave here or we want this opportunity, what's going to happen to us? They may have a couple hours of explanation being told them in the silence. So, back to you.
Well, that is an interesting concept, one I had not considered. Who would they be, like, asking that of? The light beings?
It'll be connected through me from the light ship or my ship communicating with them, and the ships that would be taking them away to maybe even give them an orientation on what's happening. So there's a lot being said that you're not even listening to. And remember, everything that is done for healing is actually a command. And so when you're hearing those numbers being, when I'm counting from, say, 1 to 100, each time I do a number, that's a command to bring forth the energy to release them out of here. So there's so much going on that you have, really no clue on, and probably even including myself, unless I wanted to sit back and actually look at it, in real time, which I don't really don't choose to do because it's just, something else that I would have to look at. And, I just need some time off. We're still battling the moon energies. We're probably about half done. I thought we'd be done, when it first started, it seemed pretty low-key, and then it stepped up a lot. So we're probably about half done. I would say by the weekend it will probably be finished, I'm hoping. So this is fighting the alien stuff on the back side of the moon. So back to you.
Okay. Well, you're welcome to say more about that if you'd like, or I can go on to the next question.
Yeah, normally I don't have that much information that I don't have it, or I would have to go there, bring up some pictures to actually communicate about it, and it's not worth seeing devastation on the timeline that you're living on. So I just don't choose to look at this stuff any longer. A lot of people will get what I'm talking about, and then they will kind of make it their own and bring it out on other websites and things. And I just I don't get into it that much. I know it's there. It's kind of like been there, done that, and just move on. So I don't need to have any for myself any more validation other than that I know that it happened. And it's happening, and that's where I'm at in the present moment, and whatever's going on is going on, and stuff is happening. As far as looking at it and trying to make a dissect it, make a movie story out of it, like some people like to do, to hook people up into the darkness, I don't need that. Mm. So, but
okay.
I can say that everything is still battling. So if you're enlisted, you may feel energies. You may even see more than I'm seeing. You may bring it back more because you want to. And it's kind of rewarding to know that you're helping out. So the few people that we've enlisted recently, a couple months ago or so, whenever that was, you're doing a great job. So back to you.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful. Thank you. All right, so our next question is about the alien keyword intercept and requesting space folders. And the question is, did Ron say to enter space folders plus the specific body part or emotional issues in the alien keyword intercept clearing, or was it a different one?
I believe that's the clearing. And so you need to indicate where you want to have the space folders. So the space holders would be typically where you have a situation going on in your body or a past situation where you had situations going on or problems. So, if you know that you had a tooth pulled, when you were 10 years of age, chances are that pain and everything else, even though you may have had Novocaine or whatever they gave you, some kind of shot, you still had pain maybe after that, and your spirit wasn't there, so you may say, gee, maybe it's not there now. So you could bring in space holders there. So I would look at your past maybe injuries that you possibly had, if you can remember them, and something that may be more current to you. Maybe you twisted your shoulder or, did something with your body the last 6 months. And you go, yeah, I remember that. Well, chances are you may need to have space holders put in there. So then you'd write your name down, the incident, you know, possibly, you know, about what year it was, or month or day even. Some people have great records of things. And put that down and request space holders and do the clearing. And from there, you're set to go. Once it's done, it's done.
Okay, great. Then how long do you think they will last?
Once the space holder is in there, it'll be in there probably forever. There's no reason for it to leave. It doesn't have a consciousness of yes, no, stop, go, right or wrong or anything else. You're just invoking, sending it into that location. Imagine if your spirit needed to come into that location, it could change out it with the space holder. Oh, but normally, you know, it's just there to help you out, but it can't do anything for you. So if you need healing there, the space holder is not going to give you any type of healing. It'll just hold the space. So then after you get the space holder and maybe you feel a little better, then you may want to bring in, you know, your spirit into that location. So we'll talk, I'll switch it over again here too. Let's say you went to the dentist yesterday and you had a tooth pulled. We talked about one being pulled when you're much younger, but you had it done yesterday. And now you're in pain today because it hurts. It might hurt for a few days maybe. So put space holders in that. Now, maybe the pain stops in a week. So at that point, you want to bring in your spirit energy into that location. Same process, but, you know, invoke your spirit energy in. So it'll be like a spirit infusion into where your tooth was pulled. Now you have something there to help you heal. Remember, your spirit will not come in, that little piece of it will not come in to that location if there's pain there. How much pain, I can't say. There's a threshold to where it's I can stick around here a little bit, but then maybe it just takes off. So typically if you have pain and it hurts you, you almost definitely know 100% of the time your spirit is not with you in that location. It may be somewhere else with you. Maybe it's just not in your jaw. But you want to, you know, put in the space holder. They'll come in instantly because they're not going to be attached or connected to any type of physical pain or emotion or anything. They just hold space of light. They don't absorb anything. They can't take anything away from you. And then when you start feeling better, you go, yeah, the pain is gone. Now bring in your spirit for healing. So back to you.
Okay. All right, great. Thank you for that explanation. I know you talked about it a couple shows ago, but I wasn't quite understanding, so now I get it. So just to reiterate, that is the alien keyword intercept clearing that we do that in. Okay, great. Thank you, Ron. Okay, so now the next question is about the new timeline crash clearing that we got, which is so awesome. It is $150, and then you can use it forever. Well, I guess as long as you're here. And the question is, it does not come with a space-time crash. Will it eventually have that put on to it, or should we just add that?
I just go into the other clearing if you have that and use it there until it's put up. So at this moment, it's not put up. It will be in the future. So,
okay.
Remember, the space-time crash typically is about 10% of what you do with the regular timeline crashes.
So from what I gather from listening to that and your answer just now, that this was a preliminary, you can get it and start using it, but eventually you will also have upside down as a button, tangent as a button, and the ability to use space-time crash with that as well, right?
Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. So I wonder if we already have it, then at some point when you get those new things put in, do we need to, like, log out and then log back in for it to understand the new information?
It'll be the same type of clearing. It doesn't matter if you have it in the old one or the new one. That the new one will be a little more user-friendly, but the old one will still work fine. And I'm not going to take the old one down. I'll leave that one up, and you can get the other one if you choose to.
Okay, but I mean, not the monthly ones, the one that you have forever, like you'll just be adding things to that?
Yes, uh-huh, yeah.
Okay. All right, we'll figure that out when it happens, so just let us know. Okay. And then we had another question. Oh, this goes back to the space holders. And I believe you just answered it. I just wanted to reiterate, repeat which clearing was used, which you did do. So let me go back to this one that was just about the timeline crash. It says, can we write, crash space-time. Okay, next to the name. And then tangent and upside down. Yes, we write that next to our name. And the second part of this question is, can I select all steps at once, 1, 2, and 3? I usually do that. I know that most of section 1 and 2 are done, and I think there's just a couple buttons on the very bottom, I think that's section 3, that I just fill in and I make sure that they're all ticked, they're all chosen. And then the person is wondering around if they leave it for like 9999 minutes, which is basically a week, will the timeline continue to clear? And I believe in various shows every now and then we mention how to do that. So let me just find the clearing. If you want to talk about something, Ron, I'm going to find the clearing and then I'll explain how to do that real quick.
Okay, so let's see here. Let's do a clearing. We'll work on your face. We'll work on your cheeks. So we'll take away energies on your cheeks if you have anything there that shouldn't be there. So here we go. Let's see what to do here. So we'll look for energetic cordings on your cheeks. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, releasing them now. 5. Oh, man. 6. Yawning again. 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Just kind of see how your cheeks feel. So, see if Michelle's there. Are you back, Michelle?
Yeah. Okay, and I have it, and I have the clearing up. So I'm just going to talk through real quick, and Ron, let me know if it's not correct. But so when you have the timeline clearing crash up, and right now it's called Timeline Crash Advanced Parallel Life Program, and you put your name at the top, and then you have it for regular, I guess you don't need to write anything for that, and then you do an upside down, and then you do tangent, and then where it says select a timeline to crash, and it usually comes already checked, uncheck that so that it's open, and then whichever timeline it says in the box, it says timeline, and it goes from 1 to 20, it's a drop-down box, I don't think that matters, because what you're going to write in the box that says, if you selected other, enter below, please enter your own non-emotional issue. Okay, so in that box, you're going to write, please crash all timelines consecutively, all parts. So you're telling the light beings that just go through all of the parts that are checked below and crash one timeline after another. As soon as one's done, please do the next one. And then you crash, and then you write in there a really short sentence of what you want crashed. So what you are experiencing now and what you would like to have stop. And then all of the boxes all the way down, starting with number 1, 2, 3, contracts, alien abduction, off-planet, all the timelines, past, present, future, and then everything in part 1, all those boxes should be checked. everything in part two, those boxes should be checked, and you will have to check them because when you turn it on, they are not checked, so check them. And then part three, go ahead and check all those and then set it for however long you want it to go for. So again, just to repeat, in the box, you're going to write, please crash all timelines consecutively, all parts. And then you're going to write in what you want crashed. And then the other key to this is to uncheck the box that says select the timeline to crash. So then the light beams will just go through and just keep going for as long as you want. Do you recommend setting them for a week at a time, Ron? Or does it just depend on what the person's body can handle?
What your body can handle. So, you know, a week could be a long time probably. You might do it for a couple of days maybe. Keep your picture up naturally in front of your computer. And also don't try to look for problems, okay? Some people think, well, what's going on in my life today? Oh, I got this problem here. Now they want to do timeline crashes on it. You may not even be on that timeline. So, you know, kind of evaluate where you are. And naturally, the timelines come forward from the alien. The only reason why you're on timelines, the only reason why you are abducted, is because you have a situation going on. Be mental, emotional, like one of your feeling bodies could be, could be corrupted, trauma. So whatever you're doing, you want to get rid of the energies that are contaminated in those energetic bodies first. Mind crashes are a band-aid of those energetic bodies first, and then you may not be on the timelines. So, you know, clean it up first and see where you are. It's possible, you know, if your body was contaminated, they got you, you're on this timeline, you clean it out, you could still be on the timeline because you're on timelines for maybe every thought that you have ever thought in your whole lifetime. I don't want to sound kind of negative with this, but remember, every thought is a timeline. So that's why I say don't think. So you start thinking, where do those thoughts come from? They come from timelines. Do you want to think a thought? Probably not, okay? You know, you want to be at peace. In peace, there's no such thing as thinking. So whenever you have a thought, especially if you wake up in the morning, and all of a sudden, you know, they put you into programs. And now you start talking about this and about that and about the other. You know, or you go to work and you start talking about situations. Or somebody else was talking to you about stuff just to take away peace from you because they want to talk. And now you're on those timelines. Are they really wanting to talk about something besides, you know, making the air around you full of stuff? Remember, the aliens will come in as you start talking about something. So the whole thing is don't think. Become peaceful. Do the mind a heart drop. And that's the whole process. So, you know, take a look at one of your friends or, you know, it's harder to look at yourself, but look at one of your friends that you know about and you see them and you say, hello, how are you doing or something or whatever. You may have those pet words that key them into and yourself into abduction. But aside from that, you know, you start talking with them and all of a sudden they start talking about this and that, or, oh, did you see this over here, or what about this over here? Oh, man, in the news, this is going on. And all of a sudden you're now on those timelines because they saw it, and they're sticking you on those timelines, you know? So but that's your choice, you know, if you want to go there. And then, you know, well, geez, I got on 500 timelines today just by being around my friend. Wow, isn't that nifty, you know? Now you got to clear out those timelines. Now, what if you don't clear them out? Okay, so we'll say that they're talking about, they go, oh, man, Sally, I've met a gal in school. I saw her, you know, I've been there for 10 years, and she has breast cancer now. Right away, you're on the breast cancer timeline. And she'll start talking about her and how they used to do things together. So all of a sudden, you're on the breast cancer timeline. Doesn't matter if you're male or female. And right away, they went off the people that have the red, those red ribbons. They're connecting themselves to those timelines. Because when they see it, that reminds them of that. Okay? And when you see it, if you know what that ribbon means, now you're connected to it. So all of a sudden, you're on that, you know, timeline of cancer. That's good. It's like a psychic billboard reading it all the time. It means something to you. Well, that's great news. Might make you all feel kind of like, oh, God, what's next, you know? What can I do here that's to keep me in peace? All my friends are putting me on timelines. Well, I don't know. You know, you need to tell your friends not to do stuff like that and have them do some clearing so that they're peaceful. Because all they're doing is taking up mental space, putting you on timelines and themselves, and they think that's what life is about here. Life here is supposed to just be creative with no thought, because then you work with your spirit. So that's the alternative. Back to you.
Goodness, I guess it's hard to say, because I know if you hear of several people and the same thing keeps happening, then do you assume, oh, you're next and you're on the timeline, or do you just continually try to ignore it?
Well, you first want to get off the timeline. But whatever they bring up to bring you into that timeline, because you're meeting them, and you're typically not going to be psychic. So, you know, what I mean by that is you're not going to say, oh, I'm going to see Sally today for a half an hour. And then you put your little hat on and you do your mojo and you whatever else. You go, ah, she's going to talk about this and this and this and this and this. And wow, what's going to happen to me? I got all these issues for a half an hour that's going to be talking to me. Well, you're not that psychic to know what she's going to be talking about. Okay? And so you meet these people and you interact with them. And, you might just tell them that you don't want to hear that ever before, you know, again, because they're bringing that energy right to them. Remember, like attracts like. You could always tell them that, that's what happens. People hang out together who have similar issues, okay? And so they have that issue now, and are they going to bring it to you? You may not get it right away, but it could happen in your lifetime. And maybe it might not happen. It all depends, you know, how strong that energy is. But the bottom line is, you don't want to get connected with that. And, you know, just use your own judgment. But, you know, it's up to you to protect your body temple. So how are you going to protect it? You're going to tell the person not to say anything because it bothers you and you don't want to be on that timeline. You don't want to interact with people that are dealing with that. So that's kind of up to you. You know, you're free choice, free will. But the bottom line is, are you chasing your spirit out of your body, number one? Maybe not. But number two, are you protecting your body temple from psychic attacks? Because that energy will look for people and will psychically attack them. It is a living, conscious energy. So back to you.
Okay, thank you. All right, Ron, we have a multi-sectioned question here, and I'm not sure if I'm going to get to all of it. So if I don't, I'll just mark down the parts that I did get to so the next show host can finish asking some questions. It says they have several parts here. The first one is, it says, plasma has been called the fourth state of matter. Is this the borderline threshold between a true light universe and the dark side universe? And as you know, plasma is part of our blood.
I can't answer that one. I don't know.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this, Ron, and this is about plasma. What do you think occurs when somebody is donating not blood but plasma? Anything?
You mean when you have a bottle of saline solution put into you? Is that what you're asking?
No, I think some people donate blood, like they donate plasma, like you would donate blood.
Well, you're taking on their energetic signature when you have it. There's people that have had organ transplants, maybe even heart transplants, and all of a sudden their whole demeanor changes because they take on, it's like the emotional body, but not really, but we'll just call it that, of the heart, and they start living like the other person used to live with that heart energy. So, that's a known fact. But you are taking on the energy from that person. So what kind of person was it? You may not have any choice. You know, you may need to have, a transfusion or something, or may need to have more blood, and plasma would be the same thing. It's still going to have the signature of the body that it came off of and that race consciousness that would be with the body and all of the ancestral energies with it. And you may even want to do the cellular mental clearing if you've had that, where you can actually disconnect that energy which was programmed into your cells on a mental level from what you've taken in. So you might want to try that.
Okay. So another part of this these paragraphs is it says that they have been having a feeling of overwhelming gratitude in their heart for your presence on the planet and the light beings in their life, and that they have recently done the death barcode removal, and what they find is much greater clarity and confidence to be able to discriminate the difference between false light and true light. They have much less fear and wondering about death, and it's as if they have been strongly reconnected.
Well, you're reconnected to your spirit as you release densities from your energetic bodies. And so that's what happens. And then once you release the densities from the energetic bodies, that will start to filter into your physical body and release those energies too. So typically, the energetic bodies need to be worked with first, with the condition of any type of thing. You do the clearings, and then you look at your condition and see what you need next if you have a physical problem. But the energetic bodies are what typically will cause all of your stuff. If you have a feeling body that's corrupted, you're going to be on all these timelines dealing with feelings. So you clear out the energetic feeling body, and all of a sudden, the aliens aren't going to want you and put you on current timelines dealing with feelings. That's the way it works. And then your body now can have some healing work done on it because that body is not corrupted. And there's peace in there, and the peace can help heal you. Oh, back to you.
Okay, great. So then they're wondering that if they have done the death barcode removal for themselves and loved ones, will they be reunited in spirit with their loved ones' essences and with the twin flames?
No. Your twin flame is a part of you. The other people that you have awareness of, whether it be family members or close friends or somebody you're living with, et cetera, children, husband, wife, or whatever. No, once ascension time happens, there's no more memory of living here. That's completely eliminated because in light, there's no such thing as history or her story. It doesn't exist. And so automatically, you are in a state of peace, and in peace, there's no memory of anything. Contrast is for this planet and maybe parts of this universe that we're in, there's a thing called the Akashic Records. So that's the history of things that have occurred here, we'll say, just making it very simple. So that means that it has to be in darkness because there's a history. And with that, aliens can go back in history and do time jumps and also go forward in the future and create things in the future. So that's all because of the Akashic Records having a database that has the contamination in it and energies from the past. Remember, you're living your past. You may live the future a little bit, but the past definitely has a hold on you. And that's all darkness. In light, there's no such thing. So, saying it over again, are you going to know your children after ascension? No. They'll just be of light. And light has no history. It doesn't have any attachments to it. No judgment. So you're not going to know them. There won't be any record of you or your dog or your cat or your house you live in or anything else here, how that wonderful vacation was that you went to, you know, the first time you fell in love maybe or whatever. That doesn't exist in light. Here it's just an experience, and you're here to experience. In light, on life planet, you're experiencing, but you're not regaining or you're taking on a judgment of what you created. You're you know, maybe viewing it in the moment, and the next moment is brand new to you. So, back to you.
Well, that's interesting because the things that you mentioned might be something that somebody would want to hold on to, but when that happens, does it also mean that all the bad things that happen to you, you will not have any connection to those as well?
No, nothing. Nothing good, nothing bad. Because it doesn't exist in source energy.
Okay.
So it's like having no hard drive on your computer. It just works in the now. That's kind of a hard concept, I guess, but just think of all that data and all those programs you're having that you know nothing about inside your computer, and something comes up and you got to get a new program, and so you have to accept it. You don't know what all those words are. It could be 10 pages of stuff, but you have to say yes to get it, okay? And that's all stored, like, in your computer. And so, you know, that's sort of the way life is here. So everything that's stored is accessible. Force energy, there's no access to anything. Everything's in the present moment. There's no history, no database to go into. Oh, back to you. So we've got a couple minutes to go here.
Okay. So the next section here is the person mentions that they are a writer, and that they find themselves less and less able to read much after doing the mind-to-heart drop. And when they do read, they find themselves having to read aloud, as thinking then seems to come more from the heart. And they wonder if they should stop writing, or is it okay as an art form that helps them be more in the now?
Well, you can be in the now and write. So, that is a possibility. And you can be in the now and read, just that it may be a lot more difficult. So, you know, nothing's wrong with either one of those, just that when you start getting more into the now, you're going to find that the key words, which is most words, and the vowels that would help the aliens abduct you, you're not going to want to read because you don't want to be abducted. But you can, live life without reading.
Yeah.
That's what we did on the last program. The people into the now, and they had a hard time reading. So even each word is hard to read. But then you have to figure out what the word means. Or maybe it only means something, you know, when you put a few words together, in a structure or maybe a sentence. So anyway, I guess we'll do the mind of heart drop here.
Okay.
Here we go, everybody. So thank the co-host for helping out here, Michelle, and the ladies behind the scene. And thank you all listeners for listening. But let's do the mind of heart drop. So let's say this out loud. I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. Now we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So right now you're at peace. and you could maybe stay in peace, 15 seconds, a few minutes, maybe longer, and see if anybody's got their timers out where they're doing this once an hour. Maybe we'll check on Friday to see how you're doing with that. It's a VBS program. We're on station two. So thank you, everybody. Blessings to all of you. See you later. Bye, everyone.